Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our 149-year-old zoo is an accredited zoo by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, which means we are dedicated and committed to the highest standards of animal care. That means being dedicated to feeding human-quality foods, providing safe and appropriate housing, and putting animal welfare as a top priority. The zoo also has a mission to save wildlife. And in order to do that, the zoo has to build a community that is connected to that wildlife. In order to do those things, the zoo must maintain good facilities and have a professional staff and stay affordable. The zoo receives 20% of its operating budget from government entities, including Erie County. We are very grateful for the county and its representatives for their ongoing support. But that means 80% of our budget is self-generated through admissions, rides, parking, donors, advocates, and members. Raising prices is hard and unavoidable. The zoo has operated the zoo with a fiscal responsibility, keeping that top of mind, and managed to stay within our means to the best of our ability. But inflation, the cost of goods and services, keeps going up. For instance, last year it cost over $130,000 to care for two polar bears, which is over what it cost just 4 years ago. The board of directors and internal staff have spent the last 8 months examining the zoo's budget, researched alternatives, and took a thoughtful approach to how to move forward. We included thought partners from the community along the way. Creating a tiered, stratified admission structure with seasonal pricing change is our way to build a financially viable model that provides affordable options for our community and visitors. Last year, 80% of the zoo's visitors used discounts, membership, events, or programs to access the zoo, which means only 20% were the full price adult admissions that have been quoted. We expect under the new program that more of our community becomes members of the zoo, as membership to the zoo is a great value and pays for itself in around 2 visits. In conclusion, Zoo for All is about accessibility. Many low-income people could not come to the zoo prior to its implementation and now have the ability to enjoy the zoo. The program has many discounts available to those in our community that do not include income levels, such as the Buffalo Erie County Library cards, military discounts, AAA discounts, and of course, membership that I already mentioned. I encourage all of our community to explore the many options available.
In addition to the general admission increase, you also announced the Zoo for All program. Was the Zoo for All program something that was always going to be talked about with general admission price increases, or did one happen before the other?
So we've been developing the Zoo for All for a long period of time, and so it was kind of separate conversations from the admission prices. Admission prices needed to go up for budget responsibility. They're together in that they're tiered to give our community a bunch of different options, but they're really a separate program.
Of course, you know the vocal opposition for raising the prices from the minority caucus of the Erie County Legislature. I know one of their arguments is that it's cheaper. Other zoos are keeping general admission much cheaper, and the legislature is also going to approve more funding for you. I guess what would be your response to that?
So every zoo's model for their admissions is different. So I can't speak to how other people are keeping their prices where they are. I can only speak to our zoo and our situation. And so we hope that the county continues their funding at the levels that they've been supporting us because it is vital to our operations. It does support our operations. And if that, you know, changes or goes down, that would affect our ability to provide the goods and services that we do to our community.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.